The Shaw Piralee Law Group and Emmy Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shaw Piralee, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shaw Piralee has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Piralee for the Shaw Piralee Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Piralee Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, everybody. Assalamualaikum, Sastakal, Namaskar to all the listeners. This is attorney Shaw Piralee for the Shaw Piralee Law Show. And today we have Franco on the board, and of course today we are going to start on a sad note. Unfortunately, what happened in Orlando, Florida, is another example, unfortunately, of criminal acts and really hate, and there's no there are no words to describe it. We hope that people understand to distinguish that. This is not an act of a religion. It's an act of terror, an act of a criminal, and someone who probably was not was disturbed. So, in the light of that, I just wanted to let people know. Of course, there are calls now from Donald Trump and people like that calling on banning Muslims, and now the ban is further than just banning people from coming in, but also banning Muslims who are here. So we're going to analyze that a little bit, but anything I'm telling you today is my opinion. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions, and the number to call is 510-742-5887. If you have any questions on immigration, doesn't matter what immigration, feel free to call. The number to the studio today is 408-912-5555. And I apologize, my voice is a little bit low because I'm fasting Ramadan. And I would like to, I was talking a little bit about the situation that we have, unfortunately, in Florida. Sad news. It's a really sad day because a lot of innocent died, and it's happening, and of course some people are taking advantage of that and really kind of blaming immigrants, Muslims, you name it, whatever they can get their hands on, they will be blaming it. And the truth is that no matter what, it's probably a deranged guy who got his hand on an automatic rifle and has been shooting everybody. Had he not have easily purchased a rifle, things would have been totally different right now. But of course, you will not hear that from the other side, because there's so much into so much hate being preached on some side, and unfortunately, we are in the middle of that. We are most people who are listening to the show are immigrants, and of course, many people are Muslim too. And there will be some kind of repercussion, of course, on the community. So we wanted you to be ready, because you need to know your rights. A lot of people are going to come, and of course, in the witch hunt, a lot of people who are innocent are also going to suffer. So we want you to actually know your rights. For example, if an agent comes to your house, what should you do, and how do you basically deal with situations of interrogation and the immigration, etc. And most of the time, people don't know is that they don't really get people on terrorism or things like that. It's mostly on immigration. So you need to know what you can do. First of all, if one of the agents come to your house, you have the right to not answer and tell them you need an attorney. Technically, an attorney is not provided for free if they're coming to you purely on based on immigration violations, because immigration is considered a civil matter, although they imprison people for it. But if it is a criminal matter, they will have to provide you with an attorney. So make sure you know your rights. And if they come to your house, unless they have a warrant to enter your house or a situation like that, you don't have to let them inside your house. And if you by yourself let them inside the house, you pretty much kind of you agreed and you authorized you consented of them entering your house. So if they come and knock at your door, the best is just to close the door, come outside, and then speak to them. Now, there's another thing that is happening. You need to be careful. There's a bunch of people who are not really agents or anything. They're a bunch of scammers, and they're taking advantage of the situation. They will come and try to extort money from you. Don't give any money to any of them, because it doesn't work this way. They have to arrest you, they will arrest you. If any money has to be given, it's given to the court system in terms of bond and things like that. But don't just give money to anybody who comes to you and say, oh, you're going to get deported if you don't come up with $5,000 in the next hour or so. So you better be careful on those stuff. Of course, don't fight with the agents. Don't fight with the immigration officers. You can go nicely, but you can mention that you would like your attorney to be present. And at this point, you can call an attorney if you have an attorney on your for you, or you can try to find another attorney. Now, if in case you are in custody, quickly you want to tell a friend, so that at least the friend can be the point of contact ultimately with the attorney also, and can clear you and get you out sometimes on a bond, or cannot get you out. So all those things are going to happen. It happens all the time whenever we have these situations, and we need to be ready for that. So if you are in the community, whether you're Muslim or not, right now they are trying to pin everything on immigrants as usual, no matter what. It's very common when things go bad, immigrants are the one, and you get a bunch of politicians who doesn't really have anything to do because they have too much money. They just waste people's time and create hate in this country, which is wrong. But unfortunately, this is my opinion again, and I think I'm right pretty much on that. There's no way as an immigrant I can vote for someone who's saying only racist slurs on the radio, on the TV, on stuff like that. It's not normal, but that's my opinion again. So for those who want to ask questions now, feel free to call. The number to the studio is 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565, and if you have any questions regarding anything in immigration, whether it's family petitions, whether it's H-1B, H-L1 visas and O visas, P visas, Q visas, you name it, feel free to call. Again, the number to the studio is 408-912-5565. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and then we will be back after those messages.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Perali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Perali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Perali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Very good afternoon, Mr. Shah. Thanks for a very good show.
Thank you for the show and all the information that you're providing.
Hi, Shah Perali. Thank you so much.
Hi, Mr. Shah. Thanks for doing this program.
Hi, Shah. Thank you.
Thanks for picking up my call.
Hi, Shah. My name is Kunal. Let me thank you for this wonderful show. It's been a tremendous help, actually.
Mr. Shah Perali, thanks for sharing the information.
Good afternoon, sir. I would like to congratulate you. It's a wonderful show and lots of people are getting benefited in different areas like immigration and settlement and all.
Yeah, good afternoon. So, first of all, thank you very much for providing all this useful information. Really appreciate. I've been listening to your shows. I've been listening to your shows only on Mondays, but I from now on I'll try to make it a point to listen to it, you know, the other days also. Thank you for doing such a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. That's a wonderful
welcome.
Show. Hi, Mr. Shah. I appreciate your talk show and a daily listener about this, and it's very informative.
Yeah, hi, Shah.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rajesh. Hi, thanks for taking my call, and first of all, thank you very much for your service to the community.
So, thanks for briefing up the current situation. Unfortunately, it's affecting but the good people as well, whose aspiration is this country. Thanks,
Mr. Shah. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
Hi, this is Ravi. Thanks for taking my call, Shah Perali.
Hello, is this Mr. Shah Perali?
Yeah, this is Shah. You're live on air?
Yes, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Good, thanks.
Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you, and the same to you.
Hi, sir. It's a great show you're doing. Thanks for all your help. Thanks so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is attorney Shah Perali, and we have one caller. Let me take the caller. This is Shah Perali. You're live on air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening to you. You're live on air.
Hi. I have a question regarding the OPT extension. Currently I'm on my OPT, and by the end of, in January 2017, I should apply for the extension. So, and I have a H4EAD option. So which one would you suggest? Like I heard some new rules are coming on OPT extension. So is it a good option to convert to H4EAD or be on OPT extension itself?
Very good question. The truth is that the OPT extension, the STEM extension that you're looking at, it has become really a nightmare now because of the condition they have put on the form 983. Maybe by that time, when in next year, things are going to smooth out and it will become more manageable, more flexible. But right now, the biggest problem the OPT are facing, STEM extension, is they get issues with working with consulting companies. So if you're working for a direct client, you're working for a company, and there's no layers or any consulting, it's a lot easier as long as they're having someone to monitor you. And the other problem is that most companies don't see it worth it for them to pay someone to monitor you plus pay you. That's the problem. So in this case, if you're not getting a job where they would be monitoring you, it would be hard, then I would recommend going for H4 EAD. But it's a case-by-case basis. So H4 EAD has more flexibility. If you don't want to work, you don't work, etc. And the OPT EAD is a lot more strings attached to it. So at this point, it's too early to decide. Next year, when it comes close, give me a call and we can assess for you and we'll see if it is good for you to go on H4 EAD or take your STEM OPT extension, okay?
Sure, but I just have one another question. Can I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Yes. So I need to travel to India in the month of November. So would it be appropriate if I apply for OPT extension and travel? Can we travel to India while my extension is in the process?
While you can travel, the only thing is just you have to have a stamp on your passport. And if you're traveling on OPT, I don't recommend doing that. I would recommend traveling before or after approval. Because the problem is that when you come back, if you don't have a stamp on your passport, they probably will not give you a stamp unless you are lucky. Or if they give you a stamp, they will want a letter of employment from the job. And to get a letter of employment, you have to meet the requirements of the new Form 983, which is another headache. So it all depends on your situation. Again, if you have to travel, you can travel. If the OPT, if they don't let you back in on F1, then you can come back on H4 and apply for your EAD. But I will not recommend traveling while it's pending. It's not a good idea. Okay?
Okay, so if they cancel my F1 visa and my OPT, can I still come back on my H4, right? There won't be any issue if I go for again H4 stamping, because my H4 stamping has also been expired. So I should go for my H4 stamping also. So there won't be an issue if they cancel my F1.
Yes, they're not going to cancel your F1 usually. But there should be no issues if it is a matter of you going for a new stamping and they refuse it. So, like I said, it's a case by case. But no, the one is not, should not block the other unless there's some kind of fraud or something, okay?
Okay, I don't have a stamping on my F1 also. I should go for F1 stamping and get my OPT extension.
Yeah, so F1 stamping on while you're on OPT is very difficult, from my experience. It's very rare I see them giving a stamp while you're on OPT. So if you want to get the stamp, you should get the stamp earlier while you're on F1. But okay. You're already on OPT, so... But you can try it depending on your school. It's very hard to tell because they do it on a case-by-case basis. Like, depending on your school, if your school doesn't have great reputation, you can bet they won't give you a stamp. But if the school is pretty good, they are giving that. So they are looking at things on a case-by-case basis, okay?
Okay. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, thank
good luck
you
to
much.
You, but you can always get H4 stamp. Let me take another caller. I don't know if I have another caller. This is Shabir Rai, you're live in here. Hello? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, you can still call. I know I'm having some difficulties with my phone. So please give us a call, 408-912-5565. If you have any questions regarding H-1B, L-1 visa, student visa, OPT, CPT, you name it. Since the caller was talking about student visa, we are still struggling with this new STEM OPT extension. Because of the form 983, if you look at that form, it's a real headache, to be honest, because the kind of attestation people are having to put in there is kind of scary, because both the one, you have to have someone monitoring your work, which is costly. Number two, you have to have a job which is in your field, so any deviation in that will not satisfy the 983 and ultimately the I-120 to get your OPT. And number three, you have a situation where it's you basically, as a student, you have to check on your boss and the boss has to check on you also. So basically, if your boss is asking you to do something fraudulent and you do it, you're as responsible as him and vice versa. So no wonder that many people don't want to sign on this, because a simple mistake can be construed as a fraud, and ultimately, guess what, they can lose the whole the whole ability to down the road to even help the student or someone can get can be in bigger problems. And as you can see now, they are very, very strict. Either it's on immigration for H-1B for students. And today itself, I got a call from a well-known newspaper asking me a question about UNNJ. What are the updates? Well, the updates are good and bad. We are seeing good stuff, but we are also seeing people getting picked up and placed into now ankle bracelet, which is something new. And I heard only on one case, but I'm hearing few other cases now. And many people are actually trying to basically find a way to give a chance to those people. Some people are feeling it bad that they're getting arrested, but at the same time, other people are really anti-immigration and they're happy about it. Let me take one caller. This is Sharp Rai, you're live on air. Hello?
I have applied for my parents' visa extension here, change of status.
Yes.
And it says it's pending. I'm not sure how long they can stay, until they get back. Do you throw some light on that?
Okay, that's a good question. What did you file for your parents? Is it extension of the B1, B2 visa or is it green card? What did you file?
It's a B1, B2 visa extension. Their I-9 supposed to expire on
June 94. Yes, okay. When did you file and when is the I-94 expiring, the original one?
I-539 is filed on April 15th.
Yeah, but when is the I-94, the date expired, the date which they were supposed to, when does it expire?
June 9th is already expired.
Okay, so it's already expired. Okay, this is the situation. As long as the case is pending, it takes around 6 weeks to 8 weeks to get an answer, sometimes even 90 days. As long as the case is pending, you are okay, you can... your parent can, your mom or your dad, is your mom, right, you said?
It's for my dad. My mom got full 6 months period, but for my dad, they gave 3 months. So I'm trying to apply a 3 month extension for my dad.
Okay. So as long as the case is pending, they're okay to stay. But if the case gets denied, it reverts back to June 9th in your case. And unfortunately, the only risk when it comes to those cases is if it gets denied, they're still here, they have a right to cancel that visa stamp on their passport, on his passport. So that's a risk that many people don't know about. But the risk of filing an extension and an extension gets denied, it's the visa on the passport, they have a right to cancel it. So be careful on that part. But apart from that, you should hear something from them in the next 4 weeks, probably.
Okay, so let's say that it gets denied, and I get a confirmation from them. What should I do? What is my next step?
Well, then your father has to leave as soon as possible. Make sure that he doesn't count 180 days from June 9th, and make sure that he leaves before that.
Okay, and how do they check? Is there a checking process at the airport or something? I was never in this situation.
Checking what? When they leave?
Yeah, when they leave. How do they check?
They don't check anything at the airport because there's no exit visa in the U.S. So as long as you're leaving, you're fine. So, at the airport, the only thing they will do, they will let you go, and then the system will register on the online that your dad left. So there's nothing that happens special at the airport. They will just let him go. It's coming back that if you pass 180 days, they will probably not let him come back. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Shah.
Good luck to you, sir, and best for to your father, to your mother. So let me call. Let me take another caller. This is Shah Purai. You're live in here.
This is Ram from Dublin. So I had a question. Works on a somebody gets a job on H-4 EAD, right? Is it possible for the company to later apply for a green card for them, or they have to be on a H-1 only, then they can start with the green card?
That's an excellent question. Yes, you can apply for a green card while you are an H-4. You don't even have to be an H-4 EAD for someone to apply for a green card and a labor certification for you, because the H visa is a dual intent visa. So you can have someone file for you. In fact, it's a good idea to do that. So no, you don't have to move to H-1.
So the company can file for for the employee, they can file green card when they are on H-4 EAD too.
Yes. In fact, you don't have to be an H-4 EAD. I've done it in the past where people are just on H-4, we file for their green card. So it's it's allowed. So you're fine. As long as they meet the requirements just like H-1B, they're fine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to move to H-1B to file it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so
much. Okay, good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very good question regarding especially for filing for the green card. Many people don't know that, but the green card has nothing to do with the H-1B. The only part that might be helpful is the ability to pay. If they're already paying you an H-1B certain amount, then the company doesn't have issues when they're dealing with that part when they're preparing your case. But you don't even have to be an H-1. That means you can even be an F-1 visa and file for a green card. You can be on L-1, you name it. But for India, unfortunately, because of the waiting time, it's not a good idea to use F-1 visa and file for the green card, because it might, especially under EB-2, because it will jeopardize your chance to extend that F-1 visa. But for people who are born up from countries like outside India and China, it is an option that is many students from those countries, like from Nepal, Bangladesh, Pakistan, you can bypass the H-1B process. So H-4 is the same rule. And an H-4 is better because H-4 is already a dual intent visa. Another other thing that also we are seeing a lot of people are contacting us and try to do EB-1, which is EB-1A, EB-1B, EB-1C. EB-1A are for people of extraordinary abilities. And you don't have to really have a PhD to get one. So sometimes people don't realize they are eligible for EB-1, but they don't assess it and they don't know. Then you have EB-1B for researchers, outstanding researchers and scientists. If you are in the R&D, you might be eligible for that. Then there's the third one, which is a little bit easier, as long as you meet the requirements, is the EB-1C, which is the intra-transferring of employees. And all those dates are current. So if you qualify on those, you will get a green card pretty fast. And a lot of people didn't realize this before, and now they're looking into it. And ultimately, we are filing a bunch of them, and hopefully we'll get them some approval. We did get some approval for EB-1B, EB-1A recently, so EB-1C also. So look into those options instead of just, because there's another, that it is horrible, the waiting time. And by the way, We are starting this campaign and we need your support. We have this petition called Reduce EB-2 Waiting Time. Reduce EB-2 Waiting Time. If you type Reduce EB-2 on Google, I think it's on the, it will be appearing on the top. It's a petition on change.org. Please sign it. We need more signatures on that. I can't imagine there's only 4,354 signatures when we have in this country almost 500,000 people waiting. So more signatures we get, better it is. Please help us. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rally. You are live on air.
Hi. I have a question regarding H-4 EAD. My wife is working on H-4 EAD. I'm currently planning to change my job. So I wanted to know what the impact would be if I change the job on her EAD.
Well, it doesn't affect her as long as you do your H-4 transfer also, because when you do an H-1B transfer, make sure you do the extension 539 for your wife, and this is done on time. And if your I-140 is still good, it won't have any problem, no impact on her case. But
EAD is valid till the end of next year, but if I change the jobs is what I was concerned with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The EAD is attached to the H-4. If you move the H-4 properly, the EAD will move with it. The EAD doesn't hold on itself, it holds with the H-4. So if you do an H-1B transfer, you also have to extend the H-4. Even though it's not necessary, but it is very important because many times there are confusion. So you extend the H-4 based on the new company and attach to your H-1, the EAD will follow that. So there's no problem then. But
when I plan to transfer, then only, I mean, at that instance itself, I have to file for the H-4 extension as well, or do I do it after I get my H-1 from the new company?
No, file it together is better.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, so make sure you file that, and as long as you do that, her EAD will be intact. And as long as the I-140 is alive at the time you're transferring, you should be fine too. Okay?
I have another question. Should I ask that now? Or?
Go ahead.
So, I mean, if the if my new H-1 is not filed as soon as I leave that company, I mean, if there is a time delay in that, would that have any impact on the H-4 extension and the EAD as well?
Yes. Because if they terminate your H-1 before you move to the other company, what will happen, it will cut off your H-1. And once your H-1 gets cut off, the H-4 gets cut off. And once the H-4 gets cut off, the EAD gets cut off. So you have to do it smoothly. If you miss one by 1 day or 2 days, it's good enough to really kind of put you in trouble, and all of you. So I recommend that you can still fix it, but there will be a lot of more work to be done. So you don't leave the company before you do all the transfers properly. And give me a call if you're getting confused, because this seems to be serious in your case. So one mistake will cost you. Give me a call, 510-742-5887, and I'll be glad to do a consultation for you on that. Okay? Don't make any move before you make sure that you have everything secure. Okay?
Okay. Right? Thanks.
Good luck to you. So let me take another caller. This is Shapirali. Okay. So I don't think I have any other callers. That's a good thing. On Mondays we have a little bit less callers, but we still do have some more. So I can take time to explain things in more details. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Attorney Shapirali from the Shapirali Law Group. For those who don't know me and are new to the show, I've been doing this show now for 6 years. Next. In actually 3 weeks, it will be 6 years exactly. I started it on the Independence Day in 2010, and today we've been 6 years doing this show, and I'm very proud of that show. And we have the support of the entire community. I know people are listening to us all over the United States and even from abroad. And earlier we were talking about the sad news of Orlando and what are the results of it. Of course, there will be politicians who, they're already doing that. Not they, one politician, of course, who doesn't have nothing really to do and who is full of hate and is using that against immigrants, is using it against Muslims, is using it against you name it. He doesn't really have anything to do, to be honest, except he might be president, unfortunately, and that will be really bad. But at the same time, we need to be ready to know what are our rights as immigrants, and also what should you do if they come to your place and things like that. I've written extensively about this in the past, so if you check my website Pirali Law or type attorneyonair.com, you will go on Pirali Law. You might have a lot of information when it comes to talking about your rights. And if you're getting any calls, you need help on H-1B, L-1 visa, I-140, labor certification, EB-1, EB-2, you name it, give us a call at 510-742-5887. So now let me talk a little bit about another topic, which is debt settlement. But before I go there, we're going to take a quick break, and we will. Oh, we have one caller. Let me take the caller, Franco, before we go ahead. This is Shapirali. You're live on air. Hello. Hello? Hello? Okay, so I think I lost the caller. So let me take a quick break and we will be back after those messages. This is Attorney Shapirali, and you are here for the Shapirali Law Show.
Beerables Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerables.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Purely Law Group and Emmy Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shaw Purely, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
So we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Attorney Shaw Purely, and I don't know if we have one caller. It seems we have one caller, and I apologize. Our phone system is kind of on and off on us. So let me take the caller. This is Shaw Purely. You're live and here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have a question. Like, my wife is on OPT, and she wants to travel to India.
Mm-hmm.
Next couple of months. So she doesn't have a F1 stamping. So is it recommended, or should I convert her to H4, or then it's better to go to India on H4 or come back on H4 than OPT, because she needs her F1 to get stamped?
Yeah, she can try. It depends on the school. If the school is not great, the stamp is going to be hard. But you can still try it, and if it doesn't work, you can just get the stamp of H4. There's no need to send her to transfer to H4 here. Just do it directly from there. So, yeah, you can try it, but...
No,
like
college is not a... University is not a good university.
Okay, then... Then it's risky. Give me a call. Maybe we can discuss in private. 510-742-5887. But there's nothing to panic. She can always go and try it. If it doesn't work, she just take the stamp of the H4. You don't need to do anything from here. Just do it directly from there. Transferring to H4 now is not going to serve anything. Okay.
Just one thing. In case her F1 gets rejected or something and doesn't get stamped, right? Will they scrutinize on H4 also, or again when she goes for H1 it would be smooth process?
Yes and no, but usually for H4, the advantage you have in H4 is H4 is a very powerful visa, because H4 is to basically bring the couple together. So they really deny H4 unless it's something really big, there's some major fraud or something. So at the end of the day, it's not. No, they won't really. It's not something that bad. Okay.
So even if her F1 is rejected, she can come on H4, right? Like in earlier.
She can still apply H4. Yes. Yeah, she can still apply for H4. Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Good luck. Okay. Let me take another caller. This is Shaw Purely. You're live in here.
Hi. I'm talking from Santa Clara. I have a question,
sir.
I'm in a situation of out of status now.
Mm-hmm.
I got denied for H1 extension after 6 years, based on 140, on April 29th. And still that time onwards, I'm in out of status. But in between, I got an employer, and he's ready to file the H1, new H1.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also going to get a job in a week time. And... So how we can proceed? Is it like, and once we get an approval notice, we can go and join the job, or we can get the receipt and start working on that, or we have to get an approval, go back to India, get it up and come back, or we can stay until we get the approval and go back to India, get it up and come back. So what are the options which we can think of?
Well, yeah, all those options are kind of available, but you cannot start working since you already fall out of status. You're not really getting a transfer. What you will be getting is what we call a new employment, and then you're going to get what we call a CAP exempt, and then you're going to get a consular processing. If you already have a stamp of H-1 on your passport, then the third step, you don't have to really go outside to get the stamp. You can just get the approval. You go to Mexico, Canada, come back in the afternoon, you will get your I-94. But if you don't have a stamp on your passport for H-1, you have to go and get a new stamp. Now, wait here. Technically, yeah, you can wait, but you cannot really wait. But as long as you don't pass 180 days from the date you fall out of status, you should be fine. As soon as it's done, you get it approved, do it premium, you should leave the country as soon as possible. But make sure you don't pass 180 days. So it's a case-by-case basis. Unless I kind of look at your case, I'll tell you if it is a good idea to wait here or to leave the country. But most of the time, I don't recommend staying here if you don't have anything in your hand. And you cannot start working until you get that new I-94 at the airport. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay. So, I mean, I'm not ready to get receive any paychecks also from the employer or something like that, right?
Yeah, I receive paycheck or not, doesn't matter. I'm talking about working. You're not technically supposed to work because you cannot transfer. You are not allowed to transfer in the AC-21. So, receive paycheck doesn't mean you're not working. So, if you're working, even not receiving paycheck, this is not allowed either. Okay?
Okay. And this time, how much I can get the extension?
I will not know. I have another caller, but give me a call at the office. We can do a consultation because it all depends on your situation. It can be 1 year, it can be 3 years. You can deny it also, so we have to look at it. Okay? All right?
Okay. Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Ray, you're live on here. I'm going to take the last caller. Hello? Hello?
Hey, hi. Good morning, Sharp Ray. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I need a small suggestion. I'm on H-1B visa, and for example, I have like 3 years of visa, and my wife is on H-4 EAD visa. And my question is like, if I go to India, back to India for 6 months of vacation, is it legal for my wife to work here?
As long as the H-1 is alive, the H-4 is alive technically. That's a good question, but yes, but if the company canceled the H-1, then it might be a problem. It is risky, but it is doable, yes.
I mean, like, if it is alive, she can still work it, right?
I'm sorry?
If H-1 is still alive, she can work it, right?
She can work, but the question is that, is the H-1 really alive? So this is where it gets a little bit pragmatic and problematic. So we need to check if you're meeting all the requirements for the H-1 to be, because the H-1 dies when you leave the country, the status. The H-4, you can maintain it, but after a while, it might be considered that the H-1 is gone. That means the H-4 is gone, and if she works illegally, it will become a problem for her. If she works illegally for more than 180 days, it becomes a problem. But technically, yes, but it's not something I recommend, okay?
Okay, right? But for 180 days, it should be good, you're saying?
It's not good. It's just a defense. Okay. As long as you don't pass 180 days, you still might be able to fight it under INA 245K. But it's not something you use as an affirmative thing. You can only use that as what we call a defense. Okay?
Right. Okay, sounds good.
Good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not taking more callers. I have Amit on the line, but before I move on to Amit, I just wanted to talk quickly about debt settlement. This is another service we offer. Debt settlement is where we basically cut off your debts to a fraction of its value, and now it's becoming more and more important. A lot of people are losing their jobs, and some of them houses, depending where they buy them, they're seeing second mortgages. The banks are coming after them. We can help you get rid of those debts. We can actually cut off those debts to a fraction on many debts, including litigation debts. You should check yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, and you can call us if you want us to assess your case. 510-742-5887. And anything I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. And I think, Amit, are you there?
Hey, Shah, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amit. Sorry for today. So, Amit, I'll let you go ahead. You have 8 minutes in your hand to please finish. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back on Thursday, 10 to 11. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Great. Thank you, Shah, and Sister Kaladu to all the listeners. Wanted to, pray all the family members of the shooting that happened yesterday in Orlando. It was a sad day, and we need to actually think about the safety first in our life, because that's the main purpose, to make sure that everyone around us is safe as well. We want just the government to take a look at it, because this is just getting worse and worse day by day. So we just need to make sure things are getting better, and government is taking care of that. But our prayers are with those family people, and hope things are going to get better. And moving on, we need to talk about a little bit on real estate, as the market is heading into the second set of the year, which is the summer set right now. As after the Memorial Day, the summers are officially there. So, and we are here to actually give you some tips on what we do, and provide you on real estate sites. So let me give you my website address. The address is www.gambhiramit.com. All my listings are updated there. If you are looking for any investment property, foreclosure properties, anything like that, just go to my website. It has all the details with what we do, what we provide, and then definitely help you out in that. My number is 510-299-9361. And the market is, still good, because today's interest rates, like in SVLA, these are perfect time to own your home right now. If you are thinking to buy the house, I would say to see hune qualify karke, you can definitely start looking for the house. Interest rates are very low. They are actually, perfectly suitable for you if you want to afford, the house. Let's say if you're trying to buy a house for 700K, and you're trying to put down 10% down payment, then your payment you're looking at about close to is with the interest rate is going to be about $2,800. That is for a single family house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet, 5,000 lot size. On the other hand, agar to see actually as well, rent karde payo, that's how much you're probably going to be renting for like a apartment, 2-bedroom apartment, 2,800 in Fremont University. So agar to see compare karde ho, apples to apples and X to X, in two different category, I would say buying the house as well is a much better scenario for you guys. Then you will not be able to actually moving around, and if the landlord say I want to sell the property, and you will get a short notice from them that you guys need to go ahead and move out from the place right away and find something, and you cannot find anything affordable based on your income and everything. I would say just give it a try. If you guys have the job, you guys have down payment. The minimum down payment JDSLA required is 3.5% down, but we have programs in which actually we can qualify you with a 10% down, de which we qualify kar sakde with jide vich sonu PMI den di zarurat nahi hai bilkul bhi. So sade kol kafi different programs hai in which we can help you out. We have done so many creative deals vi assi kitti hai gene jide vich we have to put the the whole file together. If you are on 1099, if you are on W2s, whatever the situation thodi hai that is holding you up to not to buy the house at this time, I would say you can give me a call. I can look into the situation and we can see how we can pre-qualify you, try to help you out, get you the house so that we are not wasting your money on the rental rental properties as well. So you can own your house, and this year is election year, next year who knows what's going to happen. Things might change up, interest rates might go up, market is going to be in a changing mode at the time. So I would say if you do have all these ingredients together, thwadi 2 saal di history hai work de vich, thwadi 2 saal di credit history hai, and you have the down payment, minimum down payment requirement, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੁਆਲੀਫਾਈ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੋ ਮਕਾਨ ਖਰੀਦਣ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ. ਸੋ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਅ ਕਾਲ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਟਾਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ, ਗੈਟ ਐਨ ਓਪੀਨੀਅਨ ਵਟ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਡਨ. ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਸਿਟ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਡੀਟੇਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਫਿਗਰ ਆਊਟ ਹਾਊ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕਮ ਅਪ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸੋਲੂਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਯੂਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਐਂਡ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਾਊਸ ਯੂ ਗੈਸ ਆਰ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫੋਰ. ਸੋ ਨੰਬਰ ਇਜ 510-299-9361. And also we deal with new houses as well. You know, a lot of people that are gonna, they think that if you want to buy the brand new house, constructed house, you have to go just directly to the builders. The thing is, it's better to actually have an agent with you. Agar tusi agent de through jande hai gyo, it's better to go through them because they can negotiate the best price for you with the builders. Because jehda tusi price nave makan de vich buy karoge, you are going to be buying it from today's market price. On top of that, they are going to be adding the upgrades on top of that. Whatever upgrades they're going to add in the house, it's going to be added on top of that. We can negotiate for you the best price possible on both scenarios, on the house wise and the upgrade wise, so you are not paying the higher price on that, on those houses, the brand new houses. So call me if you are in the market for the brand new houses. We do have some great you know, relationship with the builders, toll builders, the KB Homes, all those you know, people that we work with. We can definitely help you get the best deal possible. And my number is 510-299-9361. Te sade kol kafi listings vi available hai as well. If you are planning to, you know, qualify yourself, you are looking to buy the house, like I said, this is the perfect time. On the other hand, we are still looking to work with the sellers. And agar tusi seller hai geo, you know, we can definitely help you out in making the top dollars. We have investors who can save you money on the commission, and you don't have to pay extra money from your pocket. We can make you top dollars with the fair market value. We have contractors with us who can, you know, do the job, repair your house, and then we can put it back in the market with a good pricing to sell it for you. On the other hand, we also have pre-approved buyers already on hand because our office does the loan. So we have pre-approved buyers who are ready to buy right now from $300K to $1 million range. If you don't want to put your listing in the market for like too long, like 90 days, 120 days, we can sell it for you within 60 days definitely. So for that, you have to call me and I can definitely take a look into the situation for you and definitely save you money on both aspects, on buying and selling on that one. So my number is 510-299-9361. We have current listings available in San Jose. We have a listing in Stockton, and we have a listing in Newark coming up. And then we have two listings in Hayward. So all these listings are priced in the range of $300K to all the way from $900K altogether. So if you are pre-approved in that range, you know, we also have the buyers who are looking into that. We are going to be getting the offers coming in those properties pretty soon. So we can definitely help you out. On the other hand, if you have any problems going on with your current house, what I call, do loan hai gane, the first one is fine, but the second one, you can refinance it for some reason, you want to settle it up, you can contact Shahpur Ali team new, one other number, 510-742-5887, and they also do the settlement in the taxes, tax liens, credit card liens, hai gane, business de koi loan hai gane, that you want to get it settled. They can definitely help you out in all those. They have definitely helped a lot of people, and they don't charge anything upfront. They don't, you know, it's a free consultation in the beginning. And if they can do it for you, they can definitely, you know, let you know what are the terms and everything to help you guys out. So otherwise, you can contact them. If you have two loans, you want to keep your house, to see on a waste management, you want to save it. For any reason you have, you'll be backed up with the credit cards, tax lien, judgment lien, whatever it is, give them a call. They can definitely look into the situation and save your house any way possible. Number is 510-742-5887. On the other hand, like I said, we have pre-approved buyers ready to go. If you are planning to sell the property, you want to save commission, call us. We can help you out in either way possible on that one. And this is the perfect time to own your house. So number to contact me is 510-299-9361. And that's all I have for you guys today. And look into my listings on my website is gambhiramit.com. That's gambhiramit.com. And just want to pray to the families and have a great day. Next, we'll be back on Thursday. Thank you.